Hello and welcome to LMS Radio. I am Gina, coming to you here from Surrey in the UK, and I am pleased to say I am with my co-host Ikwo from Lagos in Nigeria. Hello Ikwo, how are you? Hello Ikwo. Yes, that's okay. Ikwo, what's the news in Lagos, Ikwo? Right. Okay, Ikwo. Now, okay, Ikwo, let me just say. Now, the schools are on a two-week holiday. Is that right? Because it's a two-week holiday in the UK, 2 weeks holiday where you are. Right, so I was told by you that you have 2 days, today and tomorrow is the Muslim break, is that right? Can you please elaborate on that? I see. Okay, now. Okay, right then. What else is it? Now, the weather is very hot where you are. Is that so? Right, so how are you coping? How are you coping with extreme heat? What about the road infrastructure? Because you keep on saying that the road infrastructure is not good. Are we going to be cut off again? Are you there, Gina? I mean, sorry, are you there, Ikwo? Hello, Ikwo?
Sorry, can you say that again?
The road infrastructure. How is the road in Lagos?
Well, the government have really tried, especially the Lagos state government, from the federal level, was been put in order, I must say, before, from Ogun state down to Lagos state, at times I can spend 7 hours on the road, but now in a jiffy within an hour, you can.
Yes, I'm still it's still difficult. Okay, now the last time I spoke to you was in October last year, 2023. Now I believe you have changed schools. So what's your new school like?
Well, yes, I've changed school and education. And we have the private schools and we have the government schools. So I'm still in the private sector, and it's okay, I must say. So in the private sector, you just have, let me say, they're all the same. So it's just that the working condition here is better. The management is better. And it's a bigger school than where I was before.
So are you happy here?
Where I was before was just a primary school, nursery primary, but here they have a secondary.
I see. Right. So are you happy here than where you were before?
Of course. Once you have a change, it should be a positive change. So I'm happier where I am. New challenges, new way of doing environments, new colleagues, new friends. So I'm happier. New strategies.
I see. How is the situation in Lagos? You know, the cost of living has gone up. Rents have gone up. How is the situation where you are? Hello, Ikwo. Could you hear me? Yes, I said that. I said the cost of living. How is the cost of living where you are? The rents have gone up, food has gone up. How has it affected you where you are?
Oh, Gina, that is like making tears come down. Honestly, times have changed in Nigeria, and I don't know if it's the same with other countries. Times are really hard here because the dollar compared the exchange rate of our naira compared to the dollar really skyrocketed. A dollar was exchanged for almost 2,000 naira. Here in Nigeria. So it's really bad, and that affected the cost of everything in Nigeria. Food stuff, transportation, medical, just me. But as with this morning's news, the federal government has, they have been doing so much to see that the and as of today, the exchange rate is 1,200 naira to a dollar, which is fair. I must say it's fair, but it's still on the high side. And I know the government are not relenting.
So, Ikwo, how are you personally experiencing all this? What effect has this had on you?
Myself as an individual. You can imagine when the cost of foodstuff triples or gives you increments, it's not triple this time around. So definitely it will touch all the masses, because what can you human beings do, the masses do, without feeding us, without transporting yourself? So and your take home pay can really take you home again. So is a hard toll on everyone.
Right, I see. My goodness. So it's not what it used to be. Times have changed. Times are very difficult, I can see. Right, now, Ikwo, thank you so much for taking the time. I know the transmission is very, very difficult now. I mean, it's been, what, since October? I had you on, and it's very, it's been quite a long time since you've been here. Hello, Iko. Can you hear me?
I miss all our listeners.
Yes, I suppose they
miss. Yes, I said I really miss the show coming up on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And also our listeners.
Uh-huh. As well, yes. Well, you know, Iko, thank you so much for taking the time, I know, for you to come here. So you also elaborated when I tried to get you on before we had this discussion. You said that even though the schools are on holiday, you still have to go in to do decorating in the schools. But it doesn't happen here in Europe. In Europe, you're on your 2 weeks holiday. The teachers rest. But over there where you are, you still have to go in and do work.
Well, you know, over here, especially if you work in the private sector, but you also have a task to fulfill. We have to decorate the classrooms. I don't know if you do that over there, because you can't just leave the classroom unattractive or the same decoration throughout the academic year. So we do a thematic level. Here in, let me say, the early years, early childhood foundation, we do thematic learning. Last term, our theme was on animals. So we had pictures of animals displayed in classrooms and the school environment. We even had to bring in a mobile zoo, come into the school where the children were able to familiarize themselves with or animals that they may not have seen. So the next coming term, our theme is going to be plants. So to pull out the decoration on animals and put up the one on plants. So you just have to go in and do that, because you can't leave or wait until when the children are around for you to do that. So that's just it.
Right, Iko, can you speak about the mobile animals? So did you actually, where did you get the animals from? Did you go to a zoo and bring in animals? Did you go to your house, bring in animals? So what is this mobile animals, you know? What's behind the mobile animals?
No, I didn't say mobile animals. So I said mobile zoo. The mobile zoo.
So can you elaborate about the mobile zoo? It seems very interesting.
Yeah, mobile. Okay. So then, to the zoo, because of, I won't say mobility, but coordination and getting them to be organized. So, a mobile zoo in collaboration with the zoo, with a particular zoo, they were able to bring in some animals, displayed them in the school plan for the children to see.
Were they real animals? What type of animals were they?
Instead of children going to the zoo because of the... Okay, we had birds, different types of birds, different types of lizards. We have the crocodile, the alligator. We had rabbits. We had snake, monkeys, tortoise, turtle, dogs, goose, in general. We had like 4 or 5 types of birds. So in all, it was interesting.
All this is real?
The very dangerous ones.
But equal, they're all real.
Yes, real.
Real. My goodness. Wow, that was very...
Yes, all real life. And life moving.
And they were in the school compound.
Yes, the children had... even had the opportunity of touching some of the animals, like the birds, the different types of birds, the goose, the dogs, the drakes, the pigeon, and the different types of fish also, turtles, tortoise, snake. Some of the children had touched the snake and the teachers too.
So this was very different from your old school that you were working.
It was a very interesting.
Yeah, Ikwa, I said this is very different from the
school. Sorry, what did you say?
I said this is very different from your previous school.
Oh, yes. So this is also some of the things that makes me find this place very interesting.
Right, Ikwa, thank you so much. Here, my co-host Ikwa from Nigeria. I managed to get her on good transmission this time now. Okay, thank you, Ikwa. It is very, very nice to have you back in this 2024. Okay, now I will just give a shout out to listeners who were downloading and subscribing as always. And Ikwa, I also know, I don't think you'll be able to remember who our listeners are. Can you remember some of them, the countries where they came from?
Yes, I definitely. I know the old ones are still there, and I'm sure we have.
Right. I'm still. Am I still?
So all those listening from US, I'm still here, Gina.
Okay, because you're going in and out suddenly. Anyway, let me just give a shout out to listeners from Mexico, Greece, which is new.
All right.
We've got new is Greece, Canada, Alberta, Montebello, India, South Africa. New is a country called Georgia, Holland, New Zealand, Slovakia, and Trinidad and Tobago. That's new. The UK, Scotland, Virginia, Maryland, California, Columbia, Illinois, and Louisiana. Do you remember any other listeners as well? Any other countries?
Pakistan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Barbados.
Yes.
Ontario. Alberta, Quebec. Uh-huh. Have you mentioned all that?
I have mentioned it, but you've mentioned slightly more than me.
All right.
Well, Ikwa, thank you. It's been a pleasure having you back. You know, even just for a few minutes, just to give a comment. Now, that was my co-host, Ikwa, from Lagos in Nigeria. Welcome back, Ikwa, and I hope again to have you in the next couple of weeks or months. So thank you very much, Ikwa. My name
is always my pleasure.
Thank you a great deal. My name is Gina, coming to you here from Surrey in the UK with my co-host, Ikwa from Lagos in Nigeria. So I will bid you a farewell from me here in the UK and Ikwa. Ikwa, are you
thank you very much, Gina. Okay. And thank you so much, our listeners.
Thank you a great deal, Ikwa. Thanks a lot. So I do hope to see you again next week from, if we can ever have news from Lagos. So bye-bye, and I do hope to see you again next time.
Broadcasting to the UK, Europe, and the rest of the world, this is LMS Radio.